Okay, so for today's Dvar Halacha, I'm going to share with you a very pertinent insight that has to do with the concept called Chamar Medina. What does it mean, Chamar Medina? So we know that generally, when we make Kiddush and we make Havdalah, going into Shabbos and going out of Shabbos, generally, we recite Kiddush and Havdalah on a cup of wine. However, says the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Zayin, that there's a concept called Chamar Medina. Now, the Gemara happens to be talking about a cup of beer, but the Gemara says that if you have a drink that's respectable and people in society in general attach to it a certain significance, then in some places we treat it like wine. It has the chashivas, it has the value and significance of wine, and even though it's a different drink, in some ways we treat it like wine, and particularly with respect to Kiddush and Havdalah. That's the concept called Chamar Medina. And the Gemara happens to be talking about beer, but many today refer to whiskey and to liquor as well as Chamar Medina, since it's considered a chosh of a drink. It's significant, it's valuable, people appreciate it. It's therefore considered part of the category called Chamar Medina. And therefore, even though generally we would make Kiddush and Havdalah on wine, so too people have the minig in many places of making Kiddush as well on whiskey. The insight that I want to share with you today has to do with a Mishnah Brura that discusses the parameters of Chamar Medina, and specifically Kiddush being made on a shot glass of whiskey or liquor. So first of all, the Mishnah Brura already at the get-go, in Siman Reish Ayin Beis, and Hilchos Shabbos says that a person should not make Kiddush on Chamar Medina on Leil Shabbos, since Kiddush by Friday night is deraisa, it's much more strict, and therefore, even though generally we could be makel in some cases about Chamar Medina and treat it like wine, when it comes to Friday night Kiddush, we have to be machmer, and lechatchila, we do not make Kiddush on Friday night on Chamar Medina. But the minhag ha'olam, says the Mishnah Brura, is that we allow Kiddush to be made on Shabbos morning on Chamar Medina. So you have liquor, you have whiskey, and that's considered an acceptable minhag ha'olam to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina on Shabbos morning after davening. The question is as follows. The Mishnah Brura writes in Siman Reish Ayin Beis Sifkat Lamed that there are certain parameters and there are certain qualifications to the cup of Kiddush. And the question is whether or not people are complying with these qualifications when they make Kiddush on schnapps in a shot glass. So the Mishnah Brura says, number one, when a person makes Kiddush, no matter what you're drinking, according to the opinion of the Mishnah Brura, that cup of Kiddush has to contain a revius. You have to have a revius of wine or revius of the Chamar Medina when you make Kiddush, because that's the shear of wine that's necessary for the Kais Shel Bracha. Now, how much is a revius? There are varying opinions as to exactly the size of a revius and exactly the amount, but generally it's considered somewhere between 3 ounces and 5 ounces. And if you're less than that amount of wine or Chamar Medina in the cup, it's a problem of making Kiddush on such a small amount of wine or such a small amount of Chamar Medina. And potentially this would be a problem legabe our small shot glasses, which generally contain about an ounce. And therefore you don't have the requisite shear of a revius that you're making Kiddush on. Now, it happens to be you're not mechuyev to drink the entire revius. In general, the Mishnah Brura says you're supposed to have at least a revius in the cup. But in terms of how much you have to drink, you only have to drink the majority of the revius, which is the shear of mole lugmov. So you don't have to drink the entire 3 to 5 ounces. You drink the majority of it. So more than 1.5 ounces, that would be sufficient in terms of how much you have to drink. Mishnah says, b'diyeved, it doesn't have to be one person specifically drinking the whole thing, even though that's lechatchila. B'diyeved, you can get away with having multiple people combine to get the shear of mole lugmov. Be that as it may, that is the shear as to exactly how much of the wine you have to drink. And according to the opinion of the Mishnah Brura, this is not exclusive to wine. Even if you're having schnapps, you're having liquor, you're having a Chamar Medina, at the end of the day, it's not a valid Kiddush if you're not doing it on a cup that has a revius of the schnapps. And therefore, if you're using a shot glass and you're making Kiddush on a shot glass of schnapps, it's a problem according to the opinion of the Mishnah Brura, because if you don't have a revius of schnapps in the cup, which you don't have with the small shot glasses, you're going to have a problem of making Kiddush on it. Now, that which some people are makel, particularly in Hasidic circles, they're makel to rely on Kiddush in a shot glass. when you make Kiddush on schnapps. The basis of that is a Marasham who's basing his kula on the view of the Taz. So the Taz is an Arachayim, Simin Reish Yud, Siv Katan Aleph. And the Taz is not talking about Kiddush. The Taz is talking about Bracha Chorinon. It says the Taz, even though generally you need to have a revius consumed, you have to drink a revius in order to engender and to obligate yourself in Bracha Achroina, nevertheless, when it comes to, let's say, schnapps or liquor or something of that nature, you don't need a full revius in order to obligate yourself in Bracha Achroina. Much less is required. Why? Because that's the derech olam. The derech is to be saveya. You're saveya. You're satisfied and you're content with less when it comes to this drink. That's why the norm is in society to drink less of this amount of drink when there's a high volume of alcohol. Generally, people are not makpid to dafka drink a revius. You have less, and it makes you satisfied with even less. And therefore, when it comes to bracha choyna, the taz is mechadish, that you're chayiv in bracha choyna after drinking schnapps, even if you don't have a full revius, because of the specific nature of schnapps and of liquor. Now, happens to be the Mishneh Berurah doesn't even pass on like this taz. The Magen Avraham argues, and the Magen Avraham says, no, when it comes to bracha choyna, we treat schnapps and liquor just like wine, just like other drinks, and a revius is required. You need a revius because we don't distinguish between the drinks. Revius is the sheer sviya as it relates to drinks, and we don't differentiate between the exact type of drink that you're consuming. But be that as it may, the opinion of the Taz is that the sheer revius wasn't said with respect to liquor and to schnapps. Now, says the Marasham, perhaps we could suggest a tremendous chiddush. The Marasham says in Aleph, Kuf, Ayin, Hey, Tziv Pesach and Hartzvi says the same thing in Chelek Aleph, Kuf, Nun, Tes. They say that perhaps we could suggest that just like the Taz is Mechadish, this insight as it relates to Bracha Achroina, we can extend that as well to the concept of Kiddush. And just like when it comes to Bracha Achroina, according to the Taz, you don't need a revius because you have the Chashivas with even less than a revius when it comes to drinking schnapps and liquor, so too when it comes to Kiddush. Even though generally we need a cup containing a revius to give it a Chashivas as it relates to Kaishal Bracha and as it relates to Kiddush and Havdalah. Nevertheless, when it comes specifically to schnapps and liquor, since it has a chashivas, when drinking even less than a revius, you don't need a full revius of schnapps in the cup to make the mitzvah of Kiddush on it, and it would suffice as long as you have a shot glass and you're doing the norm as it relates to this particular drink, that would cut it. That would be adequate as it relates to the mitzvah of Kiddush. So the basis, says the Marasham, of the minig to be mekel and make Kiddush on a shot glass is based on this Taz extending his Kiddush legabe bracha choyna as well to Kiddush. Lamaisa, the Mishneh Berurah argues, and if a person doesn't have the specific minig of being mekel, generally the recommendation is to be machmer. And you should have, if you're going to make Kiddush on schnapps, you should have a revius. You should have a revius because that is the main opinion in the Paiskim. But those that are noyik to be mekel have what to rely on, basing themselves on the Marsham and Rutsi Pesach, who's extending the kula of the Taz to Kiddush.